Dancing isn't just for the young. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Stiegel, assistant professor of biology at Hamline University, reports the elderly also see a benefit.
Could getting up and moving to the music decrease the risk of falling in the elderly? My colleague Kathy Thompson and I designed a study to find out, and our findings are promising. Once a week for 9 weeks, seniors aged 60 to 80 years old participated in an hour of music and movement training called Dalcroze Eurythmics. Led by a certified instructor who played improvised music on a piano, the seniors walked in time with the music, changed directions, and handled and passed objects rhythmically. They moved individually, with a partner, and in small groups to increase social interaction. Our research team, made up of faculty and students from the exercise science, music, and public health programs, tested the participants' walking ability before and after the intervention, and found that gait speed, or walking speed, significantly improved. This held true even when participants were asked to walk and perform another task at the same time, called dual tasking. This latter finding is important because most falls occur while walking, especially when performing other tasks. Why did this intervention improve dual task walking by 20%? We hypothesized that the improvement was due to the multi-component movement training unique to Dalcroze Eurythmics. Stepping to the beat of the music while carrying a ball and passing that ball to another person in time to the music requires awareness, attention, balance, and coordination. These are the same skills needed when navigating the home, neighborhood, or the grocery store. This intervention is easy to implement in places like senior living and community centers. It requires musical expertise and training in Dalcroze Eurythmics, but virtually no equipment other than a piano or keyboard and space to move around. Our hope is that more senior programs will offer this type of intervention as an engaging and effective way to reduce fall risk in the elderly.
That was Lisa Stiegel of Hamline University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.